This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Yeah, George Michael and Freedom here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, and we've been let loose. PJ's beside himself. He's literally surrounded by Christmas goodness.
Yeah. This is obviously a setup from the start. Jones's Garden Centre, which I will say is a fabulous place. Yeah. Just a shame it's got lovely unicorns and everything running around.
PJ's literally standing in front, as he's speaking into the microphone, he's literally standing in front of this huge, bejeweled unicorn.
And I feel very uncomfortable like this.
Underneath this kind of archway of Christmas lights and crackers and holly and all sorts.
You know how I feel standing next to Christmas decorations? Like someone in public standing next to a naked stranger.
Yeah.
And nobody's bringing it up. That's how I feel.
It's brilliant because you actually, to where we are, where we're set up, where our little stage area is, you walk through this. You would call it an arch, wouldn't you?
I'd say it's an arch, yeah. It's a Christmas arch. There's even mistletoe there, so you better watch yourself.
Oh, steady.
I'll have my tongue in your ear now.
What's her name, Ben, and not make an appearance?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hey, how's it going, Jimmy? We have you under the mistletoe. If you're a little licky, I'll whistle.
Oh, my God. People, I'll tell you something. I'm going to need serious amounts of moral support. If you're anywhere near Jones's Garden Centre, for God's sake, will you? Safety in numbers, people. That's the only way to handle this.
I want to get his waters juicing.
So that's where we're going to be for the morning, if I make it through the morning,
glad I noticed that.
That'll be our plan. That's where we're going to be. So we're actually in Mrs. Jones' farm kitchen, which is inside Jones' Garden Centre. Come along, beautiful Christmas set up on the go. It'll get you all tingly. Hopefully it won't get you all tingly.
It'll get me. I was tingly before I even seen you.
Yeah. When you walk in the door, did you see the singing? Did you come in the front door?
I came in the front door and there's two reindeers.
Two singing reindeers.
Two singing reindeers right up the front. Yeah.
So we're going to have to check them out.
Even I thought that was impressive.
Oh.
Yeah. I was talking to Mr. Jones and he was saying he may even name them after us.
That'd be amazing.
Make
that happen. That's going to be impressive. That's going to happen.
It's done. The christening is done.
So we'll have to get an official photograph with our doppelgangers.
Yeah. Even one of them is as mini. Oh no, it's funny. When you joke about horns, it's not going to be at this time of the morning.
Anyway, listen, if you want to give us a shout, you still can, of course, 087-188-0008. That's where we are all morning. We're here in Jones's Garden Centre. We're in Mrs. Jones' farm kitchen. If you want to pop along and say hi on the way to school, way to work, any of that sort of stuff, just give us a shout. We'll be live all morning here at Classic Hits. Yeah, St. Elmo's Fire, John Parr here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim live out and about today. We're at Jones's Garden Centre in Donabate. If you want to pop by, we're in Mrs. Jones' farm kitchen. You can come along and say hi if you're on your way to work or whatever. You want to swing by, have a fabulous cup of coffee there that we've just been devouring.
And it's nice and strong too. I tell you something, we're all wide awake now. Mm. So good coffee, and we're here for the whole, I was going to say the whole day. That's ludicrous. Yeah. We're here for the whole morning. Here till 10 o'clock is when we're here till.
Extra stint for you today, is it?
Yeah, so it'd be great to see you. Come on down.
Absolutely. And by the way, if you're still at home, just about to head off of work and you fancy having a bit of breakfast, Carl's just told us that apparently you can come and have a half price full Irish from 7 o'clock.
Dear God.
Oh, I tell you, is there any more of an incentive to come and see two stupid Egypt there talking to each other to get a half price breakfast?
If I eat my breakfast and yours, I get to get it all for free then. That's how that
Correct. Right, let's do a couple of birthdays for you right now. I don't have access to my normal almanac.
I see that, yeah. We're working off your phone today.
Phone today, right.
So this is all working on trust. It can't be fact-checked or anything.
No, exactly. So, Sonia O'Sullivan's birthday today.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
We were only talking about her during the week.
It was CSI, was it?
We were talking about her in CSI when she won the... The thing.
This
shows my memory. Remember we were talking about...
It was the race, wasn't it?
She won the race in Tipperary as a young one.
That's the one.
That was what it was.
The national cross country thing.
Oh my God, you do remember.
Yeah. I just pretend to be stupid.
Yeah.
Just to make you feel kind of at ease.
Yeah, okay.
I vaguely remember.
Thanks for that. Happy Christmas. I knew you took the hits for me often.
Yeah. So Sonia, and of course we can't mention the other thing that she's...
No, isn't that terrible that you can't? Like, she's done so much. Like, she was 16 years old. She's been winning national titles, international titles, Olympic medals, the whole lot.
Yeah.
And now you say Sonia O'Sullivan, someone's bound to go. Remember that time she went to the toilet in her drawers? It's terrible, isn't it?
It is.
You can't do anything.
Something like that follows you around like a bad smell.
I know. I mean, that's why every time it happens to me, I just don't tell anyone.
Well, exactly. Say nothing.
I just point at you.
You're not going to believe.
You won't believe what you have to do. So Sonia Sullivan, legend she is.
Yeah, and has she just kind of decided to have a normal life, though?
I think so, yeah. But
she hasn't got into becoming like a coach or anything, or anything like that, has she?
She is involved. She's definitely involved in the Olympics committee and all that stuff. Yeah,
all right, okay. Yeah.
So she's still at it. Fair play to her.
And I tell you, in fairness, I'm going to give you a heads up on this. Significant birthday for Sonia.
I don't know if that... Well, she's... You see, this... That still makes... I'm going to say she's 50 then.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, go on.
Well done. And this one...
I would have said 40. Like, she's... Because she's been around her whole lives running. Like, yeah. She was winning things when she was 11 and all, I'd say.
Yeah, true, I suppose.
On the telly.
Right, so 50 for Sonia. Now, this one's going to be good for you because you're bizarrely a love of cycling and all that. But anyway, Stephen Roach... Celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, the other one. There's another. He's the only man ever to win the triple.
And you know, because you're a big Stephen Roach fan.
Well, I'm big. Yeah, I actually, as much as I never say it on this show because Jim would lose his mind, I'm actually quite a cycling fan. I love the Tour de France and everything. And yeah, all the Grand Tour cycling.
I'm okay with the whole idea of cycling on the telly.
Yeah, when they're
on the telly. That's a good thing.
I know, but they have to...
In a different country.
But they have to train on the road. Jim has still his nightmares about when the Tour de France was in Ireland. He can't get past it. Yeah, he's one of two people, I think, that have ever won the triple. The World Championships and the Vuelta and the Tour de France.
Not
the Vuelta, the...
The L'Arc de Triomphe.
No, it's not. It's
the Eiffel Tower.
The
Giro d'Italia.
The Giro. Yeah, the Giro d'Italia.
That's the one, yeah. The Leaning Tower.
Now you're confusing me. Now I can't remember which one he is. So he of course won the tour and was in Ireland and all on the tour and everything. The savage stuff, he's done amazing stuff. Yeah. But there is a suspicion of a little bit of juicy.
Don't say that.
But you know what I mean? That was cycling back then. And fair play to him. I mean, I would have done it too. But, I do it now to get through the morning, to be fair. But sure, there you go.
Right, now before I tell you something, I don't know why I'm being so generous. Maybe it's because this is technically my Friday and I'm in really good form.
It's a significant birthday.
It is for him as well.
Right. I'm going to say he's 60.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, go on, we're at the races. And his young fella Nicholas is a great cyclist now as well.
All right.
So the Roach family sort of legacy is there.
He couldn't let it go, could he? No. He couldn't just say, right, look, one cyclist in any family, that's enough.
I tell you.
Yeah, get off the road, Nick.
This is terrible stuff. I'm going to get Sean Kelly to batter you.
True. Now, right, so that's two. Now, if we were back at base now, I'd be playing the old dramatic music.
I know you would,
because you've got two out of three here, right? But the thing about it is, the next ones are a bit iffy, right? You can have a choice of Randy Newman.
For God's sake, I don't even know what that is.
That's a singer, right? Yeah. Oh, what about you could have Mick Shannon, who used to play for Man City and now he's a horse trainer, right? But I think you'll want to go for Martin Clunes.
Oh, go for Martin, yeah. Yeah,
men behaving badly.
Yeah.
Doc Martin and all that.
And Doc Martin, he was brilliant in Men Behaving Badly.
Yeah.
He was brilliant in it.
Because what's his name gets all, like, Builder Bob gets all the credit.
He gets all the credit. We always forget about the other fella.
Yeah.
He was actually the Mary Tallis one. Let's be honest, the other fella. I mean, do you know what it is? It's a bit like this show. There's a fella who's a professional and he's great at what he does, and then there's some other idiot ruining it all.
Takes all the glory.
Stealing all the thunder. You know what I mean? It's not fair.
God, you're right. I tell you, how did that happen?
I don't know. It's ridiculous. That other fella, he was trained and everything. Mark Jones and what he did.
Apparently he'd been doing it for a while. He wasn't just a pretty face that wafted in and decided to overshadow everything.
No, did the training years. He's still teaching other people how to do it. The other half of it, where's he?
Dear, he still has his head in Mrs. Pudding's pipes. What was the line from Bob
Mrs.
the Builder?
Pudding's pipes.
Somebody's pipes. That doesn't matter. Anyway, right, so Martin Clunes then, actor extraordinaire.
Yeah.
This is it. Now, this is for three in a row, buddy. You have to take this seriously.
I'm going to say he's like 57.
Oh my God, he's 58!
Ah, fat!
That's fine.
After a very bad week, I'm going to take this as a win.
That is a big win.
Terrible this week.
That is a big win. Yeah.
And I go, what's Randy Newman? Can I have a go at Randy Newman? I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, go on.
It is him, is it?
It is him.
Right, I'm going to say 71.
He's 76.
Ah, who knows?
Maybe I should have given you John Galliano.
Who's he?
He's a fashion designer, and since you're wearing a giant tiger on your top.
Don't you fashion shame me on the radio.
I'm just saying. Because you're a dedicated follower. Should have given you him. He's 59, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't even give me a guess.
But just in case you got it right. I didn't want to take any chances. I'm not stupid, you know. Anyway, that's not bad. 203 is not bad. Right, 6:23 live from Jones's Garden Centre here in Donabate. If you're around the area on your way to work a bit later on, if the kids are heading to school, something like that, if you want to drop in and see us, we're in Mrs. Jones' farm kitchen here in Jones's Garden Centre. It's a veritable Christmas wonderland. PJ's beside himself. If you want to pop along and say hi.
Yeah, it's equally lovely and terrifying at the same time.
6:24 here at Classic Hits.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. 6:34, how are you?
I'm having one of those days, Jim.
Oh, very good. And we're not there to see it.
Thursday? Yeah.
I'm having one of those. I don't know why. I mean, it's one of those days where it's, what is it, 6:30, 34 minutes past six. I still haven't tied my shoelaces.
Wow.
The mouth and the brain aren't working in conjunction with. See, you tried to say in conjunction and I couldn't even say that.
Yeah.
Well, if there's any consolation, Tara, you do get used to it.
Yeah. and I'm not even going to get a free brekkie. So there you go.
No, come on. There's always a chance. It's a small chance, but there's always a chance.
Yeah. I won't hold my breath, lads.
Well, look, if it's any consolation for you, I want you to know that PJ is ridiculously uncomfortable here. He's surrounded by happiness and Christmasness and all that sort of stuff.
Actually,
he's literally squirming.
It does make me feel better. It really does.
Honestly, Tara, I'm literally standing next to a crystal unicorn as we speak.
Life is made. All we need now is photographic evidence of that going viral, and I'm
it's
a happy
on its
one.
Way, Tara. It's
There's
on its
no
way.
Man. For that.
I'll now try not to trip over my shoelaces on the way out, okay?
Yeah. Slip-ons are the answer for you, Tara. That's what it is. Mr. Broken Wings here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Friday's Eve, Thursday the 28th of November. Good to have you with us, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. We've been let out. We're out and about today. We're here live from Jones's Garden Centre in Donabate. We're here in Mrs. Jones' farm kitchen if you want to pop along. I think officially this opens at 7, isn't it?
I think so, 7 o'clock. It will be today anyway, that's
for sure. Yeah.
So definitely rock around to us if you're in the area at all. If you're in the North County Dublin, Greater Dublin area, of whatever I'm trying to say. You know what I'm trying to say.
I know exactly.
So
exactly.
Rock down to us in Donabate here. We'd love to see you, and you get a half price breakfast for the effort.
Yeah, yeah. To be fair, ooh, Carl has agreed.
This coffee
that's
strong.
It'll be a half price full Irish.
Yeah.
It's between 7 and 9 today if you want to pop along. In our honour, PJ. In our honour.
Isn't that great?
Oh, I tell you something.
We're very honoured today. Yeah. Half price breakfast.
You
coffee.
Go in, you walk up to the counter and you go, I'll have a PJ and Jim special, please.
The thing is, someone's going to do that now and your mum's going to go, what are you talking about? Yeah. Those are the reindeers out the front.
Yes, I'd like a reindeer burger.
Yeah.
Thank you very kindly. Anyway, pop in. The place, by the way, when we're not here, it's open 7 days a week, of course, and it's open for the likes of breakfast and lunch, made fresh every day, all local produce as well, because you're in the heart of kind of, there was a bit of farm country around these parts, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. People forget that Dublin has a sort of farming culture around it.
Yeah.
I do all the time. I always forget it. And I'm right next to it.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, so it's all local produce, of course.
We're
yeah.
kind of, well, we're not necessarily from this part of the world originally, but we're...
Close.
We're Northsiders.
Northside, but this is a different sort of Northside.
Yeah, this is where we'd come for our... We used to come for our holidays.
Yeah, they have their own accent and all over here. You know not that? How are you going out with that? I'm a farmer from Dublin, there. You know what I mean? I'm talking like that. What's your man going over that hill over there? Love the onions, is it? They talk very different out this way.
Onions? What?
Onions, is it? You could have these onions out there.
Do you know who's originally from out these parts as well? Andy Bad News.
Is he, yeah?
Yeah.
Of course he is,
isn't
yeah.
He?
Yeah.
Isn't well, Loughshinny's not a million miles from here, is it?
It's only down the road.
10 minutes, 10
yeah,
miles?
Yeah, it's only down the road.
Ah, yeah.
10 miles, not down here.
I have a couple of sisters miles. Live out in Lusk as well.
Oh, do you? Oh, sure, yeah. There you are. This is sea, they're all sea cultures, is what we used to call them out here when we were young, from the sea cultures. You know what I mean? Because they're not real cultures.
Right.
And they're not, well, you can't say I'm not real dubs, I'm here, so I'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean, Jim. So it's its own existence out here. It's a great old place. I used to go out here racing motorbikes for years, so...
The motorbike thing is huge out here.
Huge out here with Skellies and Killalane and everything, yeah. So this is big motorbike country too, so, yeah.
Cool. So that's where we are. We're in Donabate today, Jones's Garden Centre, if you want to pop along. The Christmas shop, of course, open. Largest selection of decorations and trees and lights that you're ever going to find in North County Dublin, which has PJ delighted to be here. Immersed in Christmas goodness.
Yeah. Ah, so filled with the joys of life, Jim. Now, hand me the onion.
I hope somebody actually comes in now and actually challenges it on that.
Wait, when you see someone go, what do you think? We don't talk like that at all. This is going to say, what are you going on making a stupid accent? Don't even sound like that out here.
Right, well, come and check it out for yourself. You're on the way to work, school, whatever, any of that sort of stuff. If you can spare a bit of time, swing by, say hi to us here live in Jones's Garden Centre. All morning here at Classic Hits. Yeah, Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling live today from Jones's Garden Centre in Donabate. That's where we are. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We're here all morning right up until 10 o'clock if you feel like swinging by and joining us on the way to work, way to school, whatever it happens to be. A bit of an incentive to do it. It's not just the celebrity that is PJ Gallagher. It is also the chance to eat for half price. If you want to get yourself a full Irish breakfast for half price, we're here in Mrs. Jones' farm kitchen in Jones's Garden Centre in Donabate. We're here all morning. You can come along and check us out. Big selection of all sorts of decorations. It's a Christmas wonderland here, much to PJ's chagrin. Do you like that?
I do, yeah.
I'm not even sure what that means.
Neither do I.
But it sounded
it's kind of like a mic fit again. Chagrin, isn't it?
Anyway, yeah, pop along and say hi to us. And you can check it out, by the way, if you're not lucky enough to manage to get to us. JonesGC.com is the website to check it out. But all the regulars are going on. We're going to have the hit bit a bit later on. We'll have our biscuit burglar to try and find for you to win another Jacob's Elite Biscuit Range hamper. We got the iPhone 11 up for grabs on the breakfast table
course,
quiz.
Yeah, yeah.
All of that sort of stuff. And of course, you can still give us a shout, 087-188-0008, if you want to get us on WhatsApp.
Yeah, if you want to get us on WhatsApp. Now, for vegans like me... Well, you know, for the month that's in it.
You've been eating meat every day, man.
But I'm not buying it.
That's not the principle of veganism.
Oh, my God. I'm eating vegan food, and then I'm putting a bit of meat in it so I can make it palatable. That's all I'm doing. It's still vegan food. You just have this weird idea that that's not a vegan.
You're doing your flexitarian thing again, eh?
I am. Maybe I am. Maybe I am. But I'm just saying, if you don't buy it, it doesn't count. It's about your contributing. It's about not contributing to it.
Right. You like, so you'll only eat a burger if I buy it for you.
Yeah, that's different. That is not, like, I'm about to have a sausage sandwich. It doesn't mean I'm not a vegan. I'm not
buying paid for it.
Yeah, see, oh, look at that lovely fry going past us there.
Oh, my God.
See, you're so that's that way it is. Anyway, this isn't the point I was trying to make. You stop trying to change the subject. So there may be a way of eating meat and not damaging the environment, because you know the way they're blaming cow farts and cow belches for being one of the biggest contributors, worse than traffic, they say.
Worse than aeroplane fuel and everything, they say.
When it comes to agriculture, one of the biggest problems when it comes to global warming and all.
Now, whatever you do, steady, don't upset the farmers, right?
I won't upset the farmers. All I'm saying
is, like, lads, there's a lot of people who would have experienced it yesterday now, and that's the last thing you want to recreate.
This is not about upsetting the farmers at all. This is about giving the farmers new hope when it comes to the environment.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So scientists are working on and think they will be able to breed a windless cow in the next few years.
A non-farting cow?
A non-farting, non-belching cow.
Wow.
A clean air cow. It breeds in fresh... I don't know what comes out of it.
A green cow.
A green cow. Basically a green cow. So it means that people can enjoy their steak and their latte, I suppose, as well. You know, your cappuccino.
Oh, yeah, the dairy bit,
yeah. Dairy bit, the cheese. You can have a lump of cheese in the cappuccino and feel like you haven't damaged the environment at all if they can do this. So they're working on it. They think they can genetically sort of... fiddle with it, for once, want of a more scientific term, and then come up with a windless cow. There you go. I mean,
is that the extent of the detail of it? We think we can fiddle with it and come up with a windless cow.
Okay, look, there's a whole scientific side to this that I think would be very boring for everyone involved.
Right.
The end result is a cow that doesn't fart or burp.
Right.
Yes, in summary, which means fart or burp, they're not nearly as damaging to the environment, which means you can have your... I was going to say a sausage.
You can have your cow and eat it.
With a cow. You can have your cow and eat it.
Yeah.
And maybe you can do it to humans.
Well, you see, that's where I was going. Right, that's why I just wanted to delve a little bit more into the science of it, because I'm just wondering whether then it's applicable. If you could fiddle with a cow to stop the wind coming out both ends, what could you do with a Gallagher? Or any other human, for that matter.
I exist already, so that would make it slightly weird to go fiddling with me. But maybe
it can only be for future.
Oh, yeah, it's for future ones.
Future generations.
It would be handy now if you could go and get fiddled with the doctor, and then all of a sudden you're not...
Yeah, you know, you're not emitting anymore.
Yeah. I tell you, you know what happened yesterday? I forgot to tell you.
So can I just give a warning to people, just in case, because I'm not sure where this story's going.
I was in Finsbury yesterday.
Right.
Right.
Is this related to...
It's this story.
...emissions?
Yeah, it is. Well, slightly.
Okay.
I made a windless emission yesterday.
A windless...
I made a windless emission yesterday, right? So I went into... I was driving around the bike, and I had this meeting in town where I had to do some voiceover things for the young offenders.
Yeah.
And I was flying back from town through Finsbury. I says, I'll stop for a coffee. And they says... I went in and got a cappuccino, and they said it'll be a couple of minutes. So I went to sit down. I sat down very fast, right?
Right.
And my underpants ripped inside me trousers. I made a huge noise. But I didn't fart. But everybody heard the rip and thought I farted.
Right.
And I couldn't really stand up and say, that was just me undercrackers doing a bit of business. It wasn't me.
So you quite literally let a ripper.
I did let a ripper. But it was a windless ripper.
There was no emission.
It was an emissionless, windless ripper. Me underpants went.
It was like having a fart cushion in your undercrackers.
Yeah, and then what was the embarrassing thing was they said the coffee. So I was sitting there and wanted to say something.
Were people looking at you?
And people were obviously thought, your man's after letting the ripper. So anyway, I was mortified. And the coffee was ready, and I got the coffee. I didn't even want it at this stage. I sat down and I did it again. When they sat down. So they must have thought.
What sort of underpants? Why do you stop?
Torn ones.
Stop wearing
torn
paper ones. Underpants,
well,
man.
No, you get 3 for €2. You're going to not stop buying them just because of a couple of rippers.
Well, at least buy the right size.
Well, look, they all look the same. It says, they were the right size when I bought them. Now you're just shaming me for another reason altogether.
No, I'm just saying, you ripped your own undercrackers by sitting down.
Well, they come off the bike. Maybe they worked their way up my legs. Now you're making me all paranoid about me hind. But maybe it would be nice to be able to go full windless, because if people knew I was full windless and then I happened to be in the same situation again,
yeah,
they'd say, don't worry, that's definitely not a fart from that man.
Absolutely.
Because I heard on the radio
that, yeah,
he was windless.
He was windless, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's that chap there who buys his undercrackers too small.
They fit when I bought them. Oh my God.
I don't know. Wherever I thought that story was originally going, that is not where I expected to end up. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't think so either. I'm not the one that had to live through it.
18 minutes past 7 here at Classic Hits.
Yeah, 7:21 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim live today from Jones's Garden Centre in Donabase. If you're around this neck of the woods, swing by and say hello. There's plenty of them getting stuck into the old breakfast at the moment. Look at that. Look at that chair working they're supposed to be.
Yeah,
PJ.
Yeah, look at them all. Look at that.
And there's,
around.
There's a magical Michael there with his face full of sausage sandwich.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm holding one in my hand as well. So you're the only one that hasn't taken time out to eat, to be honest. So.
Tell you, there's only one of us working here.
Yeah, thank God for that. Yeah.
Anyway, listen, that's where we are. If you want to pop along, there is a special offer on today. The Garden Centre and Cafe Coast open 7 days a week. You can get breakfast and lunch made fresh every day. And today, between 7 and 9, you can pick yourself up a half-price full Irish if you want to come along and say hi to us. And then you can check out all of the decorations, largest selection of decorations and trees and lights and all that sort of stuff in North County Dublin. No, you just fire ahead and eat your sausage sandwich there. I'll just tell the people about it.
Yeah, you're doing a blinder, Jim. You're flying.
So you can come along and check it out for yourself. But all of the regulars are still on the way as well. Even though we're out and about today, you can still get the chance to win that fantastic Jacob's Elite Range hamper.
Yeah.
That's up for grabs. We'll be looking for the biscuit burglar. And of course, a bit later on, I'm going to have a bash of the old hit bit.
Yeah,
how much is it today?
680 €.
80.
Yeah.
Stop.
I'm in the middle of eating.
Sorry.
You're very good at this. I'm going to sit back and just listen to this show more often. It's actually great fun when you're doing it on your own.
7:23.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7 to 7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers. Thanks a million, Tara. By the way, Tara, just to let you know, just enjoyed a fantastic breakfast.
Ah, no. Oh.
Just to let you know.
And the sausage sandwich I'm after.
No.
I might go for another one.
Very good. I did see the photograph. Go on.
If you were here, Tara, you'd be able to enjoy one half price. That's all I'm saying. No. You know what I mean?
I did see the photograph. Mike sent me a photograph. Magic Mike sent me a photograph this morning of you guys. Are you going to have a little snog under that mistletoe that's hanging down between you?
Don't encourage him, Tara. That's all I'm saying.
Come
right?
Here,
just don't.
Jimmy.
You see what you've done?
Let me get a hold now.
That's retaliation for the breakfast comment. That's what that is. Right, get off. Now listen, the hit bit is going to happen today, right? We are out and about. We're live from Jones's Garden Centre here in Donabate. We're here in the fabulous Mrs. Jones Farm Kitchen. Just enjoyed some delicious food, if I may say, which is available to you half price.
Absolutely, all morning.
But anyway, we're going to try and get the hit bit to play in here today, okay? So if you're in this neck of the woods at all and you fancy having a shot at, how much is it again?
£680 this morning.
Right, have a listen to this. This is it. Thank you, John. Better late than never.
Yeah, there it is.
There's a bit of a delay, I think, isn't there?
There is. I think there is.
By the way, can I just mention, John, English John is back at base taking care of business. You know, it was his birthday.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Happy very birthday, Mr. John.
Well done, Mr. John. Give us that again, John. Thank you very much. Right, so that is the hit bit. It's worth 680 quid. But we're going to try and play it here in Jones's Garden Centre. So if you're within this neck of the woods, if you can get to us in the next kind of 20 minutes or so, you could have a shot at winning that cash.
Come on in, let us know. We're not hard to find, I can tell you that much. We're right next to the Crystal Unicorn. So come on in. Give us a shout if you want to play the hit bit this morning. We won't give the phone number. We're going to do it here on site, so there's no point. And best of luck to whoever you are.
There's Charles and Eddie. Would I Lie to You here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim live today from Jones's Garden Centre in Donabate. But of course, all of the regulars still happening. You can get us on WhatsApp 087-188-0008, which is exactly what you'll want to do right now, because we're about to play In Search of Our Biscuit Burglar, PJ.
We are in search of the biscuit burglar. He's been hiding all around the country all this week. And if you can tell us where he is, you're into getting yourself one of those Jacob's Elite hampers.
Yeah, very nice indeed. Jacob's Elite biscuit range. It's the chocolate Kimberley, the chocolate Mikado, and new for 2019, the chocolate tea cakes. So good, they're worth stealing. That's the idea. So Jacob's have launched their Elite biscuit insurance to protect against thieving family and friends.
There you go. I would definitely rob them if Jim had them, I can tell you that much.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
And in fact, they have to be under lock and key in Andy Bad News' office, because we have tried to steal them a couple of times. But there you go.
They're incredible.
There is an actual biscuit burglar out there. I haven't seen the picture. I have no idea where he is today.
Yeah, nor
I. I knew before the last few days, but today, beyond me.
So here's how it happens. He leaves us a little anonymous clue, which we're going to play for you very shortly. If it turns out that clue isn't enough to kind of give you the tip-off as to where he is, you can check out our Facebook page, okay? Because the picture there is a sort of an added clue, all right? That's the idea. So, are we ready?
Are we ready? Yeah, let's have a listen to where he is today. And let's try and not to laugh at how much he sounds like Mike again.
I've gone and robbed your biscuits again. You'll have to come to the west if you want to find me. I'm eating your biscuits on a bench in a square, and there's lovely clean air here. Oh, lovely biscuits.
Right, so there's our biscuit burglar. If that's not good enough to tell you exactly where he is, then you can check out Facebook. If it is, though, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp, your chance to win one of those Jacob's Elite biscuit range hampers. And, of course, there's the end of week prize as well, which is the luxury getaway.
The luxury getaway as well. So if you want to get in, 087-188-0008, like Jim says, text us where you think the biscuit burglar is. I'm forgetting the speech. You know what that is? Because I've literally been robbing the food that was left over on Jim's plate. I've been scoffing his white pudding.
My white pudding has gone missing.
I'm like an old dog. I'm now sniffing around wondering if he's going to finish that brown bread or not.
Right, 087-188-0008. Have a go. Where is our biscuit burglar? It's almost 7:42.
So are you eating it or what?
No, it's crackle on them.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Performing in front of a live audience as well.
A
live jingle in front of a live audience. Like, how impressive is that?
As soon as he's in front of people.
Telling you, yeah. It's only you that ever puts me off, actually. I'm grand in front of everybody else. It's your judgmental ways that get me sometimes. But it is a hit bit. It's 680 quid this morning. Quite a nice size of cash to get when the place is decorated for Christmas and the shopping is in full swing. But it's out of my hands. It's with you again, Magic Mike, this morning. So who have we got up?
Right, so first up this morning we have Cleena Brophy. Morning to you, Cleena.
Morning, how are you all?
Not too bad, you enjoying your breakfast?
It's unusual at this hour of the morning, but yeah, it's nice. We didn't have to cook it.
Why, what time do you normally have breakfast?
Whenever there's time, 10, 11.
Now, you're dinner time.
You're local as well, where are you from?
We're just from Bunbrigate and Swords, so down the road. They know us well here.
Good stuff. Okay, and what is your guess for the hit bit this morning, Cleena?
The thing is, I'm really terrible at this, so we had a family vote. And we decided I play the Summer of 69, and they remember the beep, beep, beep from the middle, so we've gone with that.
Brian Adams, Summer of 69.
Okay, and we must give a shout out, by the way, to Robert, who shopped out because I asked him to play initially. And he said, hang on there. I'll just get me Mrs.
I'll get me wifey goes.
Brilliant, yeah.
And also to Aoife, Colm, and Kira as well, who are here with you.
They're the reason we're here this morning. They had to come and see us.
Brilliant. Fair play.
So
fair
Brian play. Adams, Summer of 69.
Okay, Mike, it's pressure now. There's a whole family looking at you.
Cleena and the family. Please forgive me. It's wrong, unfortunately.
God.
Do you like that, lads?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Because everything I do for you, you know?
Double whammies.
On to the next one. Here we go.
Spoiling us today.
Right. We have Nicola McKittrick. Is that it?
That's it, yeah.
Good stuff. Now, you're local as well. You are whereabouts?
Yeah, I'm from Swords, but living in Donabate now, so...
Good stuff. Okay, and what is your guess for the hit bit? 680 quid.
My guess is Mark Ronson, Uptown Funk.
That's Mark Ronson.
Uptown Funk, right.
Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars, I might just add.
Sorry, that's...
Isn't it, yeah? Because...
Sorry, did I tell you I used to be a DJ?
Because it is very important. It is very important because, you know, I guess you want to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Do you want to be a billionaire?
Oh my god.
He actually had to work at that point.
This might help you towards that, but unfortunately it's wrong. Sorry. Oh, but you all go away happy with a fantastic pun.
I'm not sure for everybody in the audience.
I'm not sure I quite go that far. Wow. Right, okay, so what did we rule out? So it's not Uptown Funk and it's not Summer 69.
That's it, right, neither of those.
Right, two more to go on the wrong list of classichits.ie. Thanks a million for playing.
Well done, folks. I'm braving Mike's puns.
Braving his puns. And 20 to 5, you can have another go with Damien Farrelly. Of course, he'll be taking more guesses, more wrong answers on classichits.ie. And of course, you can listen to it as many times as you like on the site as well.
Probably okay, right, more. Start to take us home, John, because we've got lots to do after 8 o'clock. We got the iPhone 11 up for grabs on the breakfast table quiz.
Yeah, iPhone 11 is up for grabs. And what I forgot what else we're doing. Wait a minute, what's happening?
Yeah, Michael Jackson, Black or White here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim live today from Jones's Garden Centre here in Donabate. It's like we've had the first shift. It's like the kind of a gang came in for shift number one.
They did. And then the first sitting. It's amazing. Like this place was absolutely rammed a minute ago. I suppose you forget people have jobs to go to.
Yeah, I wonder what people to be doing jobs in school. What would they be up to that?
Headcase is going.
But anyway, yeah. So we're awaiting the second shift.
Second wave. Second wave is more than welcome. We are here and waiting for you in Jones's Garden Centre.
Absolutely. If you want to pop along and say hi, we're in Mrs. Jones' farm kitchen, of course, in Jones's Garden Centre. The place it's open all the time, of course, 7 days a week anyway, both the garden centre and the cafe. Breakfast and lunch made fresh every day using locally sourced produce as well. And they've got a huge, huge Christmas shop thing going on at the moment. We're actually under this fabulous arch.
Yeah.
Christmas arch.
I almost felt like it was Christmassy there. I was underneath the Christmas arch next to the crystal unicorn. I had a mince pie in my mouth. And then I got in trouble because I didn't get mince pies for everybody. Like, God's sake, one step at a time, everybody, if you don't mind calming down a little bit.
Yeah, because I'm about to get stuck into the old mince pies. If you want to pop along and have something with us, by the way, whether it's a cup of coffee or if you fancy actually having your breakfast here, it's half price between 7 and 9 today in our honour, which is fantastic. So you can come along and say hi to us. We're here right up until 10 o'clock, so hopefully if you're on your way to work or school or whatever, you can swing by and say hi.
Yeah, now wait, you see, the good news yesterday for Dublin people. Wow, Dublin City Council has released this 3D model video type thing of the new whitewater rafting centre that's to be opened down by the IFSC. Did you see it?
I saw Mike's kind of, it looked impressive. Like a virtual reality thing or something.
Yeah, very impressive. It's almost as impressive as the printer that went into the dog, to be honest with you. 22 million euro is what it's going to cost for locals, tourists, sports groups, all of that sort of crack. It's going to be the centre that will provide the facility for people who want to go kayaking or canoeing on this whitewater rafting thing. I have to say,
it's
brilliant, isn't it? For a city that's like, we never get to see the sea, you know. There's not, for a city with no port, no beaches, no strands.
But hang on a second. So whitewater rapids, right?
Yeah.
So you need, you know, water and stuff.
Yeah.
And rapids.
Yeah.
So
they're going to do it. Yeah.
Why are they doing it inside a banking centre?
I don't. Why are they doing it at all? I can't understand. Like, we've got Houghton, Killiney, the bay, and the boats, and there's the Aqua Centre literally around the corner off the Alfieborn Road, and.
Is it going to be kind of on the Liffey or something?
Just off the Liffey, yeah. Like when you're in it, you'll be looking at the Liffey.
The other side of a bit of land.
Yeah, in the pool area that's there at the IFSC now. It's going to be in there. Not a pool, but you know what I mean? That big sort of, what would you call it?
Yeah, that's...
Embankment or something.
Will you get whitewater rapids on that?
Yeah, they will, yeah. Oh, they'll get them in. Sure, it's worth a fortune. Put water in where there's loads of water around everywhere else. This really makes me feel proud to be... And they're trying to think of names for it now. Because, of course, we've had the, you know, the spike went up and it's the... What's it called, that one again? Because there's all these Dublin slangs. So there was the hill in the sewer. Remember when Anne Olivia was there?
Look, it was the floozy in the jacuzzi.
There was no need for
that foul and abusive language.
Well, I thought I was meant to as in the cheeky hills. You know what I mean?
What was the spire?
There's loads for the spire as well. I can't think of any of them now. The stiletto in the ghetto.
Right, okay, yeah. That was it, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's not any of them. And then I'm trying to think of names for what will be the new water and white water.
Was that Mike's own one that he said a minute ago? Or is that one?
Twitter.
You found it on Twitter,
oh, you did,
right?
Yeah, the Bleeding Rapids, he wants to call it. I think that's, for a Dublin centre that's based on water, that's a brilliant name. The Bleeding Rapids. I think the Deadly Rapid would be an even better name. But there you go. So if anyone has any more, I just think it's mad. It's just mad.
It doesn't, yeah. I still can't fully
get
my head around
everywhere.
It.
Like, this is going to be the only whitewater rafting place that's going to be flooded next year.
Yeah.
It's going to be flooded. You know, the high tides and all that. So you're gonna have people literally getting into the rafters and ending up in the bay anyway because it's so close.
All right.
So, I mean, maybe it'll be great cracking. Maybe I'm overlooking something. Maybe I have it all wrong.
No,
wouldn't
it just
be the first time
I
had something all wrong. But
I just don't understand why there.
I don't know, yeah.
Let's put it in the middle of a whole load of really tall buildings.
And then we're missing a trick. Remember Rainbow Rapids years ago in Dunleary was fantastic. You don't need boats. You just need two big slides that can potentially cut your arms and legs off.
Yeah.
Those are great crack.
Or
then.
A sack.
Yeah, you used to cut up there, halfway down Rainbow Rapids in the holes, there'd be two young lads there having a cigarette. you wouldn't know what you'd meet or who you'd meet at it. It was a real adventure centre.
Right. So are we looking for an official naming ceremony then?
I think we should have
taking that on?
For what we've dubbed the Deadly Rapids.
Right, so if we get a good one, we'll be lash out a mug?
Yeah, I think we should lash out a mug for anyone.
Right,
if anyone has any... A take on it.
I'm baffled by it. I'm a bit lost by it myself.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be down there like a light. I mean, if they offer us a free shot of it, I'll be up like a light, you know, that way. I'll be eating me words.
You're becoming an ambassador for
it. It does feel like the printer and the doll situation, which, by the way, did you see that they tried to hide it? It was supposed to be 250,000 to do the works.
Right.
Turns out that it was actually nearly 400,000 to do the works to fit the printer into the doll.
Oh, my God.
And now none of the staff will use it because they don't want it. They haven't been trained, and for some reason, with health and safety, they don't want to be trained.
They don't want to be trained.
Health and safety to use a printer. Can I just say that? Health and safety to use a printer. And then there's a water... But you can get into a whitewater rapids place down the road.
And nobody asks any questions.
And nobody asks. It takes a week to train them to use a printer, apparently. A week to use a printer. Okay, I've been here 5 years. I don't know how to do anything. But that's not what you are. That's a different issue. It's a different issue.
Right, so listen, 087-188-0008. Get us on WhatsApp, right? If you've got an appropriate name for this new Whitewater Rapids that supposedly is going to land in the middle of the IFSC, bizarrely, let us know. And sure, maybe we'll stick out an old ugly mug for you. 14 minutes past 8, live from Jones's Garden Centre here in Donabate. Right up until 10 o'clock this morning. Swing by and say hi. Yeah, tell her about it from Billy Joel, live from Jones's Garden Centre here in Donabate. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on Classic Hits. We're here till 10 o'clock this morning if you fancy swinging by and saying hi. By the way, we need to announce a winner. Darren O'Loughlin, well done, sir. Darren O'Loughlin is the winner of the Jacob's
biscuit.
Elite Biscuit Range Hamper.
There you go. That's on its way to you. Well done for finding out where the biscuit burglar was today.
Where was he?
He was on Air Square. That's where he was.
Air Square.
So he's in Air Square in Galway today, so everyone that got a right, fair play. One more chance to have a go at that tomorrow.
And Darren, by the way,
we'll be asking the question not only where's the biscuit burglar tomorrow, but where's Jim McCabe?
Ah, yes.
He's
indeed.
Going off on a sneaky birthday celebration, so he is.
But anyway, Darren, the other good news is you're in with a chance of getting away yourself. There's a luxury getaway break that we have courtesy of Jacob's Elite Biscuit Range as well. It includes the Chocolate Kimberley, Chocolate Mikado, new for 2019, the Chocolate Tea Cakes as well. And that's what it's all about. So a luxury getaway break that the boys are going to announce the winner of tomorrow. Today we're live, of course, as I mentioned, from Jones's Garden Centre here in Donabate. Have you got your Christmas tree yet?
I don't get what.
What sort of question is that? No, seriously, do you put up any form of a Christmas tree?
No, absolutely not. Definitely.
Because they have Irish grown real ones here.
Yeah,
I'd be a real Christmas tree merchant now, as opposed to a
no tree person. You see, everybody forgets there's three different types. There's fake tree people.
Yeah,
God loved them. And there's real tree people.
Yeah,
like you,
like me,
fanatics. Then there's no tree people, and I'm definitely the no tree person.
Will there be a single decoration in your house for Christmas?
Absolutely not. No, definitely not. No Christmas decorations. No, are you mad?
Nair a bit of tinsel.
No.
Or a cracker.
No. So who am I going to pull a cracker with in my house? Like, I'll be sitting in the gaff pulling crackers on my own. That'll be like a mad thing to do. No, definitely not.
So not. No, just yeah. Like, you know, we'll hear in the Christmas shop. The Christmas shop here is absolutely fantastic. They're phenomenal. It's enormous, right? A huge selection of decorations and trees and lights and all that sort of stuff. The biggest you'll find in North County Dublin. But I just thought maybe you'd be inspired even for like a string of lights or a bit of holly or something or a.
If I feel like Christmas decorations, I'll come and visit them for free. You know what I mean? Rather than going and buying the aggravation
of actually putting them up and taking them back down again.
Oh my God, definitely not. Yeah. No. I'll come and visit. I'm sure I've seen it. This is Christmas now. I'm over it now.
You weren't tempted by the bejeweled unicorn there.
I have to say, he's a rather handsome bejeweled unicorn. But it is very impressive, isn't it? He'd take up pretty much two rooms in the gaff, so I probably can't exactly have him in there either.
Right, well listen, if you are into your Christmas decorations, there is no better place. Come along, say hi to us, have a look around. As I say, it's a phenomenal Christmas shop, and you can swing by and have a bite or a coffee or whatever you fancy with us. We're here right up until 10 o'clock this morning. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim live here at Classic Hits. Yeah, the Bangles and Manic Monday here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 21 minutes to 9 o'clock live today from Jones's Garden Centre here in Donabate. We're here right up until 10 o'clock, been here since 6, been a fantastic morning. And the brains, I'm going to say the brains behind the operation because he doesn't do any work.
Yeah.
He's the brains behind us.
Walking around thinking of all kinds of
great things. Kick me while I'm down. Yeah.
Absolutely. Carl Jones of Jones Garden Centre is with us because we're going to have a little bit of chat about this fantastic place. I have to say thanks first of all for the grub. Delicious.
No, yeah. Thank you. It's all I've had the full Irish.
I had the full Irish and I had the mince pies.
Yeah. We both went for mince pies and I had this stupendous sausage sandwich. Delighted.
It's delicious.
It's been renamed the PJ Gallagher sausage sandwich.
That's it.
Yeah.
Come here, listen, just on the foodie thing, because I have to ask you about that, right? Obviously, there's so many different aspects to this place, because you've got obviously the garden centre and all that goes with that, the plants and the furniture and everything. You've got the Christmas shop thing going on.
Yeah.
And then you've got this, Mrs. Jones Farm Kitchen, the food thing. Yeah. Any one of them on their own is fantastic.
Yeah, look, it complements each other. Both businesses complement each other very well. We also have the butcher shop up beside as well, butchers on a farm shop as well. They complement each other really well. And look, it's all down to our staff, how good it works here, led by Nigel, our general manager. We've Shane, our head chef, Louise and Nina, our front of house managers. Not to say all the rest of our staff. We'd be nothing without them. So it's all down to the team that we have. You know, I can only do so much by putting this here. It's up to them to make it work.
Yeah.
And as you see now, They've done very well. They've pulled out all the stops for the Christmas.
It's kind of like they operate as, you know, for any one of them on their own could operate from that point of view. Like you'd come here for the food aspect of it, even if you weren't going for the kind of Christmassy stuff or whatever.
When we're here a long time, we started off doing pick your own fruit back in the 70s, and we farm shop then after that, and then we started small gardens, and people were coming to us in the mid 90s and say, listen, would you not sell a pack of bedding plants? So we started a small garden centre and it came to what it is today. So when we built this in 2010, people were saying, it'd be great, we get a cup of coffee, cup of tea. So we had to make a decision then. What way do we go? Do we put a coffee machine in the corner and sell club milks, or do we go the way we've gone? And it's been a huge success.
People
come here for the food and food only. They walk in, walk by everything that we have,
and say, have you got the club milk?
That has happened.
We can't not mention the Christmas shop because obviously PJ was so excited.
I have to say, this place is the maddest Christmas shop. Like, it's talk about size. On a scale, it's huge. And your two reindeers up the front, thank God you named them PJ and Jim, by the way. That was very nice.
Very good choice.
I like the way you said you wanted to be the good looking one.
Yeah, of course. You know what I mean? Just say it's true to form and all that.
Yeah, look, they're great. They're a picture. A chance for a picture for all our kids, and we're getting a good lot of hits on Facebook and Instagram and all that type of stuff, and it's really good, and everybody comes in, adults, kids, grandparents, the whole lot, they all stop.
Look at these two lads, they're brilliant. We were here last year around about this time. And in fairness, to me it seems like the Christmas stuff is even more.
There's more of it.
We've changed the way it was laid out down to Nigel and Bernie. Bernie is our visual merchandiser, so Bernie comes in and she's the main driving force behind us now. So they've changed. They do a plan. Nigel and Bernie do a plan, and it's helped out by Paul and the rest of the team here. They all put the shoulder to the wheel, and we started, like, we get 6 or 7 months of Christmas every year because we buy it in January. It comes in July, August. We price it, we merchandise it, and we sell it all the way through. And yeah, look, it has gone very well, and we like to think we have the largest display.
Anywhere in Dublin, Patrick Street and Grafton Street look a bit underdressed, if you don't mind me saying.
And the one thing that really makes it all worthwhile is to see PJ Gallagher with a smile on his face at Christmas.
It's still November.
And you're standing underneath our watch now, Mr. Jones, there giving you a friendship.
Good job, there's a table between us, PJ.
It's pretty spectacular. So what's the plan then from the run in? It's just more of the same and keep up with the trade and the people coming in.
Yeah, well, tonight we have a customer appreciation night, so we have from 6:30 to 9:00 we have discounts. We have a 20% off all night tonight. We're going to have mince pies and mulled wine, and we'll have barbecue demonstration going on this evening with our Weber experts. They're going to be cooking turkey and ham on the barbecue. The guys will be starting at mid afternoon, and it'll be ready, or early afternoon, and it'll be ready by 6 or 7, and people can taste it. And the turkeys and hams are also available.
So that's happening tonight. What time's that kick off?
Yeah, it's kicking off at 6:30, between 6:30 and 9 tonight.
Oh, brilliant.
Fantastic. Tomorrow being Black Friday, we have a lot of special offers on here tomorrow as well for Black Friday. We're not going to release them tonight until tomorrow morning. But
oh, I was just going to ask you what they were, but yeah.
No, everything, a lot of special offers on tomorrow as well. But tonight's going to be a great night. Get in early. Plenty of bargains to be got.
There you go. Excellent. Might even be some sausages left over from the barbecue.
Oh,
Yeah, well, again, you go for your second round of breakfast, PJ. There might be a few left over, you know?
Yeah, yeah, true enough.
Fantastic.
But, that's great. Well, thanks again for letting us in and stuff. And, you know,
it was a bit of a struggle.
And thanks a bit for
the guard dogs.
Thanks
like,
a bit for letting me take a takeout as well for free and everything. That was very nice of you, even though you haven't said it.
when do we agree that?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, maybe the public pressure now with people looking at you might make a give way. That's all I'm saying.
Right, so listen, so if you couldn't make it to see us this morning, right, if you couldn't swing by to say hi to us, you heard that from 6:30 tonight, customer appreciation night, there'll be lots of goodies, mulled wine and mince pies and barbecued turkeys and hams and all sorts of things, and you can check out what is a phenomenal Christmas display. It really is a huge Christmas display here. It is well worth checking out, isn't it?
Well worth checking out, yeah. It's a great place. So
even by your standards.
And even by my standards. Even by a cranky old Grinch like me is still having a great time this morning. And there's still a bit of time, so still come on down to us before 10 o'clock. Get in and get your breakfast and sit down. We'd love to meet you. Come on in.
Absolutely. Live from Jones's Garden Centre here right up until 10 o'clock this morning. This is Classic Hits.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See KES.ie.
Right, here we go. On board this week with NRG, Ireland's newest online shop. We have this iPhone 11 to give away. Your chance to make your project a reality with the NRG store. You can check them out at nrgstore.ie. They stock absolutely everything, as we discovered during the week. I mean, literally, I don't know. I mean, is there anything this place doesn't do?
I don't think so.
Turn yourself on there.
I'm sorry about that. Oh, there I am. Now I'm alive again. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think there's literally anything you can't get here at this place.
Yeah, because it's all sorts. It's furniture, bedding, technology, dining, you name it. They'll even knock down walls for your building services too. As I say, nrgstore.ie if you want to check it out for yourself. So the iPhone 11 is our prize. Magic Mike is somebody who's going to play our quiz.
Oh, you do indeed, lads. So we'll say good morning to Shane Nolan. How are you, Shane?
Good, and yourself?
Not too bad. Are you feeling confident?
Yeah, I had a good breakfast, so I'm feeling good.
That's it, yeah, yeah.
Oh, look at
That's
that.
All you need, yeah,
he
yeah.
made sure he got ready there. Food
this,
of champions.
This man is from Tipperary as well, isn't that right?
Yeah, correct.
What are you doing here?
I'm teaching up here in Dublin.
Very good. Okay.
Oh, a teacher.
A teacher.
Are you allowed to tell us what school?
I don't.
No, he's been a bit cagey about
right,
that.
Just, I think we should. That's like every great teacher that has a go at the quiz, they want to avoid the slagging. That's the secret. Right, so 60 seconds. We need, basically what we're looking for is, if you can guess, is it 11?
11 or more. So 10 is the score to beat, so 11 or more, and you'll be flying. But we'll do our best for you here anyway. And you're looking me in the face, which puts me in an awful place, so I'll have to do everything I can for
Absolutely.
You.
Right, John, if you have the 60 seconds, let's do it.
Complete the title of this Roddy Doyle novel, Paddy Clark. Yeah, a person suffering from alopecia loses what?
Hair.
Which comet last seen in 1986 can be seen from the Earth every 76 years?
Don't know.
Paddy's Comet. According to the proverb, a problem shared is a problem what?
Halved.
A calligraphy is a term used for the art of what?
Writing.
Yeah, cardiology is the study of what part of the human body? In 1989, Chris Rea had an album called The Road to Where?
Nowhere.
Hell, complete the first line of this Christmas carol. Deck the halls with boughs of what?
Holly.
Which car manufacturer produces a model called the Civic?
Honda.
H is the chemical symbol for what element?
Hydrogen.
Yeah, complete the phrase of this French philosopher. I think, therefore, I what? Yeah, by the name of this... But what name is the peninsula of Spain and Portugal known?
Iberian
Peninsula.
Yeah,
that's the one. Which country is Jakarta the capital city?
Pass.
Indonesia. Which Australian rock band had a hit with called Need You Tonight?
Don't know.
Michael Hutchins. Go on.
Michael Hutchins.
No, it's okay.
In excess,
too late though. But we did our best. I don't think you did too badly there.
Right, okay. Quick Tot says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, fart on you, Michael Hutchins, anyway. You were the difference between
that
the
would have made it. That would have been the one.
In excess would have been the one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Jeez, that was a brave effort, in fairness.
Good effort.
Can we sort out an ugly mug or something, Mike?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, I have ugly mugs here. I brought them with me, yeah.
Right, as a consolation prize.
I think it's embarrassing to say I couldn't get your character in a job for teacher, so I'll let that out now.
You were nearly there. Yeah, it was on the tip of your tongue.
Thanks, right.
Thanks
a million,
boys. Thanks a million,
thanks a million for playing. Right, so it means that you still have a shot at just beating that score. 10-11 will do it now, for sure.
Right into Friday. And it's still a very beatable score for the Friday. So it's well worth having a go. And a huge prize is the iPhone 11 from the NRG store.
Absolutely. You can have a go tomorrow at the same time. B52's Love Shack here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim live today at and about at Jones's Garden Centre here in Donabate. We're here till about 10 o'clock. So about 20 minutes left if you're nearby. You fancy swinging by for coffee and a bit of a chat.
Still time to get in and get a half price breakfast. I definitely recommend that. Sneak in and go around here.
Jonesy's going mad there. Will you shut up with the half price breakfast?
Will you? Still time to have a few more half price breakfasts.
Lovely crowd in with us at the moment, of course. As I say, we're here till 10. But if you're not lucky enough to make it into us this morning, don't forget, tonight is the customer appreciation night. So from 6:30, you can get your hands on all sorts of goodies. There's mince pies and mulled wine and barbecue going on and all that sort of stuff.
Everything.
Lots of special price offers ahead of Black Friday. All that sort of stuff kicking off 6:30 tonight here in Jones's Garden Centre in Donabate, if you want to come along and check it out.
You'd be a lunatic to miss it.
And by the way, speaking of us getting out and about, don't forget as well, if you've got little ones and you'd like PJ and myself and the whole gang from the Olympia Panto, Cinderella, the story of Cinders and our fella, to rock up at their school.
Yeah, like,
we can make that happen.
Listen, last year we did that and it was amazing crack. You keep saying, and you're dead right, the decibel levels were off the charts, but it was so much fun. I have to admit, I honestly thought it was going to be no crack, but it was brilliant. It was brilliant. So we're going to do it again this year, except we'll know that it's going to be deadly.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is go onto the Classic Hits Facebook page and have a look. There's an application form there. Well, if you're more old school, you can do it through the Daily Mail.
That's it. If you pick up a copy of the Daily Mail, there's a little entry form in there. You can fill in all the details of the school or whatever, and you can go that way. Or, as PJ said, our Facebook page. You just fill in the details, and then one of the schools will be selected from somewhere around the country, and we'll all rock up, the gang of us. PJ, myself, Magic Mike, the whole team. More importantly, all of the people from the panto.
Who will give you a performance of the panto.
That's exactly.
A short or more, yeah, because it would be a bit mad keeping everyone in the school for a full day. But you get this really good version of the pantomime, especially for the school and all that.
And a few added extras. Last year's rendition of Baby Shark had to be seen to be believed.
It did, didn't it? Yeah, that's cheaper, so I forgot about that.
I didn't even know that song existed till last year. I was so out of the loop.
No, that's because your grandpa shark. Grandpa shark.
Oh, it's always a dig, isn't it? It's always a dig. Anyway, listen, if you want to check it out, the Daily Mail, and of course you can do it on our Facebook page, whatever. If you've got young ones, I was going to say. If you've got children.
If you've got young ones, huh? If you've got any nippers out there.
Children. You know the small people. They're like small adults.
Those people that go to institutes of education, them ones. If you have any of them out there, we would love to hear what institute of education they're in, and we'd love to head along, because we will be going somewhere.
Yeah, and it's all happening on the 10th of December, by the way. That's the all-important date, okay? 10th of December, and the panto itself kicks off on the 20th then, runs until the 4th of January at the Olympia Theatre.
And we'll be making the performance there as well.
Yeah, apparently so. I'm a bit nervous about that now.
I don't know what we're going to be asked. I just hope there's dance costumes.
I feel destiny is kind of saying I'm going to be the back of a horse.
I hope we're a horse. I'd love if we were a horse.
It just feels like I'm going to be a horse's rear end.
I'd rather.
See what's unusual about that.
To be honest, I'm a horse's arse every other day of the year, so you might as well do it once.
19 minutes to 10 here at Classic Hits. Hey, go Prince and Kiss here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim live today from Jones's Garden Centre in Donabate. Been an absolutely fantastic morning, as always. Been looked after royally. By Carl and all the gang here. It's been a great, great morning. It really has. And of course, just a quick reminder about the customer appreciation night tonight, 6:30. Listen, before we start wrapping things up, right, there's always a great part of these outside broadcasts that we do where Mike ends up in a situation where he forces gifts on people.
Yeah.
Because right? That's what happens. He walks up to people with ugly mugs or with vouchers or whatever,
yeah,
and literally forces them on people.
They're having a perfectly good private breakfast, and then comes Mike on. Would you? He's like years ago when you got in the plane and you heard, would you like a boiled sweet?
It's like a pusher.
The most awkward part of this is you often get someone who might go, you're all right. Sorry, do you want to test this, right?
Right, so...
Yeah. Okay, hang on, I'll go to this table. I'll go to this table.
Now. Straight away in the background you can hear, there's not exactly a surge. Do you know what I mean?
Nobody's running out for these cups.
All right, do you want an ugly mug? Yeah.
Oh my God, we got a hit. Well done, Michael.
Come on down. The mug is right.
A hit.
Two of them. No, you're all right. Take two of them. It'll mean I have to go to less tables.
Did you see that?
Actually, you have the box of them.
Oh my god!
Fantastic.
Yeah. No, I only want one. I know. Have the two. You might find a friend.
I will be giving them out in fours from now on.
Yeah. Right. Have you cleared the decks?
No, I've more.
Oh my god!
You need to get more out.
He's got rounds to do.
Hang on,
While Mike's up to no good, they're forcing people to take ugly mugs that they otherwise wouldn't want.
Excuse me. Do you want one then? There you are. Take that home with you.
I just walked out the toilet.
That person wasn't even.
Just walked out the toilet.
Do you want one? You take them there. Here. No,
he's started handing them to other staff now.
John, I gave them one already.
You were
very honest. Thank you.
Well done.
Man, anyway. Having the chance to let his hands dry coming out of the boys room, you shoved a mug in his hand.
Right, listen, it's been an incredible morning morning here at Jones's Garden Centre. We've been live from Mrs. Jones' farm kitchen here in Jones's Garden Centre. Been absolutely great. It's a phenomenal Christmas shop. If you're in the market for any sort of Christmas decorations, if you haven't bought your tree or you want to add to your existing Christmas decorations, literally, this is the biggest selection you're going to find. Decorations, trees, lights, you name it. If you want to pick up a gift voucher maybe as a Christmas gift, no problem at all. Or if you just want to come along from the Grub, we can heartily recommend it. Breakfast, lunch, whatever you're having. Garden Centre and Cafe, of course, open 7 days a week. It's always good fun.
Can't give things away quick enough today. So you can see Mike is actually throwing mugs at people walking in the door.
That could happen. You could rock up here and somebody would force a present on you.
You might still be here. So come up any time this morning. Any time today. Any time before Christmas. What am I on about?
Why not indeed. Right, 12 minutes away from 10. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks if you popped along and said hi here at Jones' Garden Centre. That's where we've been all morning since 6 this morning. Been a fantastic morning. Big thanks to Carl, all the gang here at Jones' Garden Centre. We've had a cracking morning. Lovely people as well, as we always do when we get out and about.
As always, yeah. So that's all from us this morning. So we're going to leave you. I keep thinking it's Friday because we're out and about. Yeah. But you're away tomorrow because you're off on your
So it's basically it's like a Friday for you, really.
It's like a Friday, yeah. It's not the same annoying, Mike. Like, it's great doing your head in. You really. You
it's because
really
Mike has too much patience.
He does. He's way
too
much.
He puts up with you way too much.
He does. He does.
Right, so.
He doesn't know what to do with
me. I'll see you Tuesday, yeah?
Where are you going with your Tuesday?
I'm just saying, I'll be back on Tuesday. Have a good time, yeah?
I told you I'm back on Monday.
No, Tuesday.
Are you serious?
Yeah, listen, I'm out here. Good luck.
I'm not happy about this at all.
Happy with PJ and Jim.